Okay, so now we're going to talk about the church, the chosen people. So, Brad, according to the scriptures, who is Israel?
Israel is the name of a person. It comes from a person named Jacob in the Bible. Regardless of what everybody in the world of religious organizations think they are, biblically, Israel is Jacob. And those who come forth from Jacob is Israel. But from the very beginning, and it's expressly seen in the Exodus in Egypt, that anytime a stranger or sojourner wanted to worship the God of Israel, then he joined themselves with them. And there was one Torah for the homeborn and the stranger. This is in Exodus chapter 12. Verse 48. And so from that point forward, every time you're reading in the Old Testament, particularly in the Torah, where Gentiles, strangers, nations wanted to worship God, they joined themselves with them and they all were called the children of Israel. So Israel has always been, Cole, those literally from Jacob's loins who believe and all the strangers and sojourners with them, which is exactly what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but fellow citizens with the saints. That is Israel.
So essentially, all of us who are children of God are part of Israel. And, you know, it reminds me of a verse in Romans 9 where it talks about it is the children of the promise who are regarded as Abraham's offspring. And can you talk about that?
Yeah, actually, Paul says in Romans chapter 9, verses 7 through 9 there, he says that not all Israel is of Israel. In other words, Israel of the flesh. In other words, they don't believe in God. They're from the literal loins of Abraham. Yeshua addressed this in John chapter 8 when he says that you are Abraham's seed, meaning the physical, but you seek to kill me because my word is not in you. So it's always been the people of the word. Those are always been Abraham's seed. Abraham's seed is an idiom for God's seed in Abraham. And so that's the problem. He says the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, Paul says in Romans 9, but the children of the promise are regarded as the seed. What is the promise? The promise through Abraham was that multitudes, nations will come forth from his loins. What's he talking about? God's seed in Abraham, not Abraham's physical seed.
Absolutely. And, you know, Brad, could you also expand on the part about believers being grafted into that one tree?
Nothing could be clearer in what Paul is saying from a theological point of view. It's better to see it growing in a field. Romans chapter 11 describes a natural tree that began with a seed, seed of the woman, and that all the branches that are in that tree naturally that abide in the tree are part of the tree. But there are branches from the wild olive tree that are grafted, that would be us, the nations, that are grafted in with them. And so we don't replace them. We become part of Israel with the believers. And we all partake of the same seed, the same roots, the same minerals, the same nutrition. And so we all grow into one building fitly framed, as Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2.
That's wonderful. And you know, it really is a pretty powerful picture that there is only one tree and we are grafted into that tree. The tree hasn't changed at all. We're the ones that are to change.
That's right. And that tree comes from a seed right there in the very beginning.
That is fantastic.